this collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Can you shut the fuck up for 30 seconds? You might learn something.
Number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your mise en place. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh yeah, Jeffy, what's happening? Woo! We're live. After a fantastic show, you guys, you and Dave killed the best of show last week, man. Fantastic job on that.
Thanks a lot. It was a lot of fun to do. I've learned.
You're good at it.
But I've also learned how hard it is to carry a conversation.
Well, wait, in general or with Dave?
It could be my fault too. You know, I might have got them slightly inebriated prior to.
Well, that's the problem. If you get them too inebriated before the show starts, then what happens is we can't get any good conversation out of it.
Yeah, I like to think they're just baffled with the bullshit that I can spew at a crazy rate.
At a crazy rate, that's for sure. Listen, here's the fun part. What we're doing tonight, it's you and I face to face.
Face to face.
And you're using my microphone, so you got to really put it up to your lips like you're eating it, Jeffy, so we can hear
it. I'm smelling it right now.
There we go. That beautiful baritone from your voice is what we want. Listen, I think you guys did a great job. I look forward to it. And here's the fun part about the summertime, since we're both out here in the Hamptons, is that we do have an opportunity to do some shows together in person like this again.
I'm super excited. I love having you on Long Island. I love having you closer to me. I just I feel safer.
I make you feel safer being closer?
Well, definitely. I know you're here to hold me down. Wow. I yell Plum or throw out the Jeffy Bat sign.
And you're in then,
yeah,
right?
I know it's on.
All right. Well, I'm with it. Well, tonight, man, we've got a fantastic guest on tonight. This is a guy who I've taken a lot of inspiration from, man. Jeffy, who's our guest tonight?
Our guest tonight is Sam the Cooking Guy, Sam Zion. What an amazing dude. I mean, he started doing cooking shows just out of his kitchen, regular stuff, like, just it's so connectable.
It's the hustle, though. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, and I feel like it's the consistency. Like, he just kept coming with, like, every show got better, and every show was just, like, it's so real. Like, he's such a connectable person. Like, yeah. Like, he's not bullshitting. He's just a guy showing you how to cook something fucking really good,
right?
And I love it. He doesn't overcomplicate anything, and I'm super excited to talk to him. And it's 2 million followers on YouTube. Is that right?
Believable. I mean, I'm fucking believable.
It's amazing, and it's like, I mean, he's got more pull than, you know, probably President Trump at this point.
I'm guessing more people watch Sam the Cooking Guy than vote for the President of the United States.
It's a good, well, more than showed up in Tulsa.
Jeez, we can talk about that later. We're not going to talk about that now.
I know. That's
terrible.
You get
deep on me now. Well, it's not terrible. It's funny, though.
I know.
I think one of my favorite things is...
I slide in digs. I can't help it.
Well, okay. Well, listen. With Sam, one of the things I like the most about him, and we're going to bring him on here in just a couple of minutes. One of the things I love about it, though, is that as a chef, listen, man, you know, we've done a lot of things. We're professional chefs. I find myself leaning more towards the type of food that Sam does now than trying to make foams and fucking all that crazy shit.
Yeah. I as a private chef, I feel like I dance a fun line between both of those foods. I feel like, you know, I'm cooking awesome, like super approachable family food that everyone loves.
Right.
And I'm... also, every once in a while, we'll do a board dinner meeting, and I get to, like, you know, wata! You know, like, oh, per se who?
Nice. Did you say fun line or fine line? I couldn't tell.
Fine, like my body.
Oh.
Okay, terrific.
Fantastic, Jeffy. Fantastic. So we're excited to have Sam on, man. We're going to have some news from Jeffy later on. I'm sure Dave will join us after a while as well. But honestly, I tell you what, man. When you look at what's happening now with content, dude, you've seen it with Restaurant Road Trip, with our series that I did, you know, last year.
Yes.
You know, it's local content, aired on local television, 60, 70,000 views. It killed it, and Sam kind of did the same thing, taking his content, going to local TV to kind of get that start with it.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. And I just think it's, like I said, it's the consistency. It's like being, you know.
Consistency is the key, brother. That's the key, 100% the key. You know what I think is awesome about this, too, dude, is that the more you do it, it leads to other things. You know, it leads to other things. And for, you know, I got to do the quick plug. August 6th, the brand new show, season, hosted by your boy Chef Plum on NPR.
NPR.
You know, I'm NPR. Can you believe that?
This talk, is serious talk radio.
Listen, I've been working on it. Can I try it for you?
Yeah, please.
Here, let me pause the music. Ready?
Hit me.
This is NPR.
Hold on. Oh. Turn your sub up in the headphones.
Okay, let me turn my headphones up.
Turn your headphones up.
Up, headphones. Here we go. I'm Chef Plum for NPR.
Yep.
That's what's happening. Look, listen, let's stop bullshit. Let's get Sam on here, man. I'll tell
Absolutely.
You what. It's amazing when you find somebody that you watch on a regular basis for years. You know, I've had so many fun experiences hanging out, talking to Jamie Oliver, talking to Guy Fieri on this very program here. I'm more nervous to talk to our next guest than both of those. Can you believe that?
Yeah, which is crazy because after watching so many of his videos today, I feel like all I want to do is hang out and drink with him. I want him to tell me stories.
100%. You find a guy like this who can hustle, who can push and push and push, and maybe not know what the end game is of their pushing, but is not afraid to push. And for that, I have such a respect for. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program right now. One of the best, I mean, Jesus Christ, YouTube icon. Is that good enough to say,
Jeffy? I think YouTube icon is fair, for sure.
You can find him on YouTube. Just type in there, Sam the Cooking Guy on YouTube. And, of course, his website, Jeffy.
Absolutely, yeah, thecookingguy.com. Check him out there. He has tons of, I think almost all his recipes that have been on YouTube are on his website as well. He's an awesome guy, and I'm super excited to talk to him, too.
That's right. So we'll bring him out here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program the one, the only Sam, the Cooking Guy. Sam, what's up, brother? How are you?
You tell me what's up, boys. How is everybody?
Living the dream. Not in quarantine anymore, but we're excited.
What do you
to
mean,
have
not in quarantine?
Well, we wear masks. That's what we do.
We're in phase three.
Does it not all feel still like quarantine? I mean, look, we don't have to stay home, but... But shit's fucked up.
It's a movie.
Still,
it feels like a movie.
Shit is fucked up. There's no question about it.
It's insane, man.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even... If you had told me that this was going to be part of our life... And
nope.
Listen,
nobody would believe it.
No, right?
Like, all right. See, this is why I think you guys fucked up. Because I've been watching and reading sci-fi since I was in ninth grade. And that shit has always been saying, this is what's going to fucking happen. But nobody listened.
Shut the fuck up. They did not say some fucking pandemic was going to take us out and we'd be wearing masks and restaurants would be not able to serve inside but outside.
Forgive me if we didn't read between the lines.
Look, your shit might be aliens coming down and that kind of thing. They did not talk about this. Jeff, I do not believe that.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man. Pandemic. Look at all the zombie shit. I'm just saying.
They were preparing us.
They're getting us ready, bro. They're getting us ready. I went to a park, and I saw a bunch of kids wearing masks, like little kids running around in the park wearing masks.
Good.
And I was like, whoa.
Well, that's why we have the lowest infection rate in the world right now.
I know, but it looks weird.
It does. It does.
Forget looks. Doesn't matter. See, that's the problem.
That's right.
When people say, oh, I look stupid, I look dumb, I look whatever, wearing this, fuck that. Wear it.
Just wear the goddamn mask.
Embrace this shit.
Just wear the mask. It's not forever. Check it out. We got Sam the Cooking Guy joining us. It's Chef Plum. Chef Jeffy sitting right there. Plum Love Foods Live. Sam, we're so excited to have you here, man. And
I have a
feeling, brother, that if we all talked together, we could figure this pandemic out, the three of us.
No, I think we should. Look, I live in a on the sixth floor of an apartment building in San Diego's Little Italy.
Okay.
It's the most restaurant-centric part of this city.
Wow.
And I'm looking at restaurants right now over my balcony, that are trying to figure out how to make a few dollars. Because right now, I have two restaurants. Any restaurant is not allowed to have inside dining right now.
Unbelievable. And you have room outside, though, right?
Say that again?
You have room outside, don't they? Did they give you like an extra permit or something?
Fortunately, both of my restaurants are on this big piazza, like in a European-style plaza.
Right. Mm.
So there's lots of seating out there. So we're okay. It's not the same experience as being inside, but it's pretty close, and of course the food's the same. But I'm looking at places right now that don't have outdoor seating, and my heart breaks for them.
Ugh. Yeah,
and everybody's trying to figure it out. It's a weird time. It is what it is.
Have they opened up the streets for extra seating in San Diego?
Yeah, they do that on weekends now.
Okay, because I know
in this neighborhood and a couple other neighborhoods.
Great.
And it's really important. I think they should. I mean, look, San Diego has what has been argued as the best median weather in the United States.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not Hawaii. We're not Florida. But we don't have temperatures like them. We don't have a moisture like them. So San Diego's presumably the best weather in the country. I think they should just shut down all the streets that have restaurant-centric shit going on and just let them spill out and fill up their coffers with outdoor tables.
As much as they
You got to let people try and make money. It's very difficult.
Yeah. Or at least turn everything into a one-way, you know?
Claim half
the street back and say, okay, now this is one way this way, this is one way that way. I mean,
you know.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about this. People don't want to hear us bitch about the COVID because everybody's suffering somehow from it.
Well, it's funny because here's the thing. So your restaurant's obviously not tacos, and of course the Little Italy Food Hall, right? And I mean,
not tacos is in the Little Italy Food Hall, but the other one is called Gray's.
Gray's,
like what cows do. Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Little bit of this, little bit of that.
I love it. Well, it's funny though because you're a guy who you got your hands kind of in everything, and you look at. Obviously, I feel bad, the restaurants and your employees and all that shit. It's terrible. We've talked about it forever here on this program with so many great chefs. But the other side of your business, your YouTube channel, I mean, you've blown up.
Oh, boy.
Like, that's what people have been doing at home, watching cooking videos.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that is one side of my business that has not felt the COVID at all.
No.
Wait, let me take that back. That is one side of my business that has felt the COVID, but in a most positive way. Because you're right, because for 2.5 months, people were forced to be at home. They couldn't go out. They couldn't go to restaurants. They barely wanted to go to supermarkets.
Yeah.
And they had fuck all to do. So
they sat
at home. They watched YouTube or TV, and I don't know how much TV. And TV wasn't even new then.
No.
TV was this weird version of Seth Meyers and Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon, and they were doing weird shit at home, and I get that they had to adapt, but you want something that doesn't necessarily feel like that. And we did 5 or 6 COVID cooking episodes for our YouTube channel right when it first hit.
Yeah.
And then we looked at ourselves and we went, wait, do you want to be reminded constantly that shit is fucked up?
Yeah.
Or do you just want somebody to say, look, you're home, make this.
Right.
So that's what we did. We went away from the COVID stuff. We went back to our regular way of shooting and talking. And there's been slight references, but really most of it has just been, you can do this. You're at home. You got this.
That's awesome.
And try it.
Well, I like that tone in the videos, though, because, listen, I've been a chef for 25 years. So is Jeffy. I have a degree from CIA. I've won awards, all this other shit. Listen, the food that I do the most is more similar to you than anything else. Like, that's the shit I want to eat, you know?
I heard you say that in the intro, and for me, that was look, my goal in the very beginning, when I started doing what I do, my goal was singular and very simple. I said, I want people to to look at the TV, and it was TV then, it wasn't YouTube,
yep,
and say, that doesn't just look good, but it looks simple. And I think I can do that. As opposed to most of the stuff that was there that was you know,
right,
chefs on local morning shows doing their thing that you would look at and you would go, wow, that's fucking awesome, but I could never make that. So
right,
I'm hungry now. Let's just go to that place. And I get that. I get that that was their job. Their job was to show people how great their restaurants were when a restaurant chef showed up on like a local TV station.
Right, on the morning show.
Right. But aside from that, I thought, well, that's one model. I would rather show people that what they're seeing is absolutely doable.
You know, and so you accomplished that. You accomplished that so well in the videos and what you do. But what I think is so interesting, you didn't start, like, you weren't a food guy to begin with. And you, we don't have to go through your whole history and stuff. But, you know, in a nutshell, you were a guy looking, you know, searching for answers, trying to figure out where to go, right?
Yeah. I was a biotech. I can do this in 30 seconds. I was a biotech guy. I hated what I did. I had an idea about trying to shoot a travel show. I quit my biotech job to shoot this travel show. A month before, I was supposed to go away to Tokyo and Hong Kong to try and put together this demo reel. 9/11 happened.
Wow.
And as we all know, I mean, that changed everything.
Everything.
Nobody was traveling. Nobody was getting on plane. Nobody was buying a travel show or whatever, especially from me, a guy that had barely traveled and never been on TV. So that went out the window. I sat at home, and in the days following 9/11, I saw a really horrible cooking segment on a local channel, and I said, somebody should do that better. And then the second that I thought that, I went, wait a minute, I could do that.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I could do that because I cook boys, not like you guys. I said I could do that because I needed a job, and I thought maybe that was something I could pull off. And so I switched from travel to cooking, and it eventually found a home. It took a while, I'll admit that. It made nothing in my first year, and my second year, right, I made,
that's where I was going,
I don't know, $16,000, and then eventually shit started to pick up. But nobody is an overnight success. Not a band, not a chef, oh, not God, a restaurant. No. Nothing happens like that, despite what people think.
Well, yeah. I think what
you
I
guys
say,
know that. I mean, that's a,
you're preaching to the choir, brother. And I think what I say it all the time to people and young culinarians and chefs who check this program out. Listen. The food appearances, the Food Network, the 15 Food Network appearances, hosting, almost winning an Emmy. You won several Emmys, but almost winning an Emmy and doing the things I've done, those are byproducts for me actually being able to make great food. Like, I worked 20 years to get to that point. You know, that shit just didn't happen. And same thing for you. You kind of busted your ass at it and made it happen. The hustle of it, and I think is interesting, is that you actually sent demo tapes to local TV stations. Like, people don't have the balls to do that anymore.
Exactly what I did, yeah. You know, but you have to. You know, you've got to get yourself out there. Yeah. It's important.
How many times, Sam? How many times have you been told no? Yeah.
Oh, stop it! Don't even. Don't even get me started.
There we go.
And by the way, if I'd stopped it, but here's the example I always give. I think Seinfeld was told to fuck off 7 or 8 times.
Right. Yeah.
Seinfeld, the TV show Seinfeld, the best show ever.
Right. Yep. Unbelievable.
I mean, some people would argue that there's other ones that are better, but come on, for consistency, I don't know that you can beat Seinfeld. 7 or 8 times they were told no, and they didn't give up, and they continued to try, and they found NBC, and NBC said, we'll take, what was it, 3 or 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And then another 3 or 4 or 5, and it takes a bit.
We
went from 30,000 subscribers on YouTube in May of 2018 to 1 million in August of 2019.
Holy shit. Was it that fast?
Oh, my God.
It was that fast.
But the
30,000 that we had in May of 2018,
yeah,
there were 5 years on YouTube before that.
Wow.
And so when people go, you know, I think I have as many fans and supporters as I do detractors. When people go, oh, that guy just fucking came out of nowhere. I didn't come out of nowhere. Yeah. I was beating the streets and trying to make shit happen. And then it did. But
so you had years of content on the internet before you were really making any like bank.
Not even two banks. Not even one bank. You go back, but I'll say this. You go back and look at my early stuff. I didn't deserve to make any bank.
We just watched your first video and your last video, and I'll say it's amazing.
My first video, like the first one, we were watching the Google Talk of you and the first video you ever freaking made, like where you couldn't find the whisk.
Oh my god! But here's the interesting thing: I was always true to who I was.
Yeah, absolutely.
While we were shooting that,
the same guy.
The camera guy goes, I go, I can't find my whisk. And he goes, all right, I'll wait. You find it. And then we'll pick up again. And I go,
yep.
You know, it feels natural to me that this is going to happen to people.
Right.
So let's leave this part in.
I love
it. And then I still couldn't find it. And I just dealt with it. But he disagreed with me. And I went with what was in my heart. I felt like, no. Shit is not ever perfect in people's homes.
Ain't that the truth?
Dude, you're not bullshit.
Let's show that. Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% on point there with that. And I think that's one of the reasons why the channel is just, you're so likable. I mean, listen, it's funny because...
Oh, you're sweet.
No, you're an asshole, and I love it. It makes me so happy.
I love being called that.
It's in a loving way, like, you know, it's like you'll drop an F-bomb on there. You're angry about something. It's annoying. Although I'm going to tell you, I was watching you make those wings, and I was like, "Fuck, those wings look delicious." And when you went
they were fucking delicious,
dude. When you went to, I was like, "He better put cornstarch on those wings when he fries. And he better put cornstarch." And you put cornstarch, and I put my hands up like a touchdown. I was like, "Yes, thank you."
That's what I like.
Thank you.
I remember hearing about Rachel Ray in one of her very first 30-minute... What was that show called?
Yeah, 30-minute meals.
30-minute meals, yep.
30-minute meals. One of her very first one of those, she cut herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked in an interview about they stopped the cameras, they crazy glued her finger. They put makeup on it.
Yeah.
And then they continued like it didn't happen. What? But guess what? It did fucking happen.
Right.
And people will come up to me and they'll say, you know what? All the shit that goes wrong for you, you make me feel like I can make mistakes, like it's okay to make mistakes. And I go, it is.
It's awesome.
The other people just...
It's honesty.
...make you feel like it's not okay, but because it is okay.
It's not all smoke and mirrors like we pretend it is in the restaurant.
No,
right?
Why is it that?
Well, because
I said to my wife once, I think I'm the most normal guy cooking on TV.
I would agree with that.
You're actually not normal. And I go, no. I mean, compared to
But on TV,
like,
you come across
stuff,
as pretty normal.
Goes, I know. She goes, no, compare. I go, compared to the other people, she goes, I know what you're saying. You're still not normal. But oh I God. Think I am normal when it comes to the mistakes. And I cut myself and I leave it in. And I drop something and I leave it in. I burn myself and I leave that shit in.
Because it's part
people
of the story.
People are okay with that and they accept that.
Yeah, 100%.
We are all human beings, fellas. Come on.
Absolutely. But I love how you fix everything. Like when something goes wrong, like with the 20-pound burger, for instance. You know, you're like flipping this
monster.
Mammoth fucking burger right. and it like crumbles and you're like, son of a bitch, and like, you know, it's like the flames are shooting up over your head, and like, you know, you end up like, and I think it's your son in the background saying like, you know, hey, maybe you can straighten it out, and you're like, ah,
right,
you know? And it's like,
but think about it, you know, look, I cooked ribs in an episode years ago, and I had like three racks on a sheet pan, and I brought them out to my grill, and I set them down on the little side a shelf on my grill, and I went to put them on. They were all cooked in the oven, and I went to finish them on the hot grill. And I pulled one of the racks from the back. And so they were front heavy, and they tipped, and two racks of ribs went on the ground.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And I looked it down, and I picked them up, and I looked at the camera, and I go, all right. So imagine you're at home. This happens. What are you going to do?
3 seconds.
You have a choice. You can throw them out.
Pick them up.
You could throw them out. If your guests inside have a problem with it, that's one thing. But my guests would never have a problem with it.
Just
or you put
you
them
did.
Back on the fucking grill. It's yeah. a 3, 10, 20 second, 30, right. 40 second rule. The heat's going to kill anything. They didn't land in a pile of dog shit. They just hit the cement.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I'm right. in.
But that's how we should be. That's cooking. You know, my uncle said to me years ago, if you ever go in the kitchen of a, he said then, Chinese restaurant, he goes, you'd never eat there. He then expanded it to pretty much any restaurant. And I know restaurants now, this is many years later, have different standards and they're clean. But how often do you get sick of eating in a restaurant?
Exactly.
Have you got... I mean, I've once in my life from a restaurant.
I mean, here's you the guys? Thing. It's about trusting the people. I think it takes it back to the COVID thing here. I mean, you know, a lot of people are scared to go into restaurants now because of the whole situation and being in public. But, you know, if you trusted them before, trust them now. You know, it's okay to go into a restaurant and sit outside and eat. And they're going to take care of you. I say it all the time, Sam. It's in this industry. And I want to talk about you transitioning into being an owner of a restaurant and stuff. But... you know, I say it all the time. We practice the art of hospitality. Any chef who's been in this business, any person who's worked in this business, that's what we do. And, you know, you can say you make food. You can say you try to make it beautiful. We make people happy with food. That's what we do.
Don't we just?
That's it.
Think about it. That's I mean, it. Look, I'm Jewish. Any significant Jewish holiday... any significant Jewish event.
What do you
a
do?
Birth,
a lot of food.
Birth, right. A birth, a death, a marriage, a divorce. Doesn't matter.
That's it,
food is at the center of it.
Yeah.
It really is. It makes people calm. It brings people together.
What about what do they call it? A kiddush, right? Like
yes.
It's like it's constant food feeding.
Right,
I've catered a few. That's the only reason I know. It's like,
yeah.
But we make people happy. We practice the art of hospitality, and I think
that's
even
what it is. It's hospitality,
absolutely. Right. And but what I think is pretty cool is how you come across in your videos when you do that, which I think is really cool to watch you do that. You know, you're trying to make it easy for people, and for me, like I said before, man, that's the food I tend to go to, brother. I was at a very, very, very important client of mine tonight at their house, and they're, you know, big name people, and I made chicken Milanese and they fucking loved it. It's I'm not changing the world.
No, oh, yeah. I was just going to say, regardless of how much somebody pays me for a private event or a charity event, one of the things I'm always making are these little mashed potato tacos that cost about nothing. And are like one of the greatest things ever.
Wow.
I don't need to put foie gras or truffles or shit like that in food to make people happy.
Hey.
I don't.
Okay,
I'll
wait.
Say what?
Make...
Wait, hang on, Jeffy. Before you get mashed potato tacos, Sam, you got to give us more info. Because
walk us through that.
You said that, and Jeff and I both looked at each other as if we'd seen like a magic trick. We were like, ooh.
Okay, so I have two restaurants. One is called Not Not Tacos. It's in a food hall here in San Diego, the Little Italy food hall. There's six restaurants in there. And we make a mashed potato taco that's fucking unbelievable.
Wow.
Grays are... a little slightly more up, uptown version, about 40 feet away, we make a mashed potato flatbread. And so you take a flatbread, we put garlic aioli on it, we put mashed potatoes on it, and then we put a green onion, and then it goes into the oven, and when it comes out, it gets a little crushed kettle potato chip on top.
Oh, okay.
And then a little parsley.
Oh, I like the parsley and the potato chip on top. The extra crunch.
Fucking insane. And I always go, look, mashed potato flatbread with potato chips, it's a little incestuous because they're two potato things, but it is the best thing ever. It's one of the cheapest things you could ever do. You should put it on your private catering menus. I'm telling you, it's so damn good. I've done it on YouTube. It's in my cookbooks. It's everywhere.
So you can get it on thecookingguy.com, or absolutely, you can check him on Sam the Cooking Guy on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Get out there. Check out our boy. Give him some love.
That was a pretty seamless plug there, Jeffy. Nicely done.
Very nice. Thank you, Jeff.
That was good.
Hey, we've been practicing, and now that we're face-to-face, it's so much easier.
It's way easier.
Well, you guys are face-to-face.
Usually we do this all remotely in, like, you know, whatever.
No, I know that.
Yeah, so it's crazy. So the fact that we get to, like,
we can look at each other and
high
deep
five
in the
over
eyes.
The table and stuff.
When you mentioned
crazy.
Mashed potato tacos, we look at each other very deep in the eyes and our mouths both open.
I'm telling you, tortilla, sour cream, mashed potatoes. Cholula because that's my thing.
Yeah.
Cholula, green onions, crumbled potato chips on top.
Oh.
Best fucking thing ever.
Okay, the only thing I want on that is a slice of bacon.
You could do that. Oh, that's an definitely at the at Not Not Tacos. That's an additional
add-on. Yeah,
add-on.
I like how you move.
Bacon comes on the flatbread version of it.
I love it, man. That sounds amazing, brother.
Hell's yeah.
Hey, how is it, man, to be doing these videos and your son works with you? How fun is that?
We love each other. We hate each other.
Sure.
It's family. I'll say this about my son. So his name is Max. He's coming up on 32. I'm old. And he's the one that pushed me into YouTube.
Wow. That's awesome. It's his fault.
He's the one that said, you know, I wonder if you should think about this. He was on his way to law school. He'd passed the law exam. He was accepted. And he said, I don't know if I want to do this. And I go, what do you want to do? And he goes, I think I might want to be kind of in the video, your business, and maybe you should be in YouTube, because he's half my age, and he looks at this stuff and he sees it differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know what I do well. I know that I'm the face of the channel, but I will say that behind the scenes, Max is instrumental in saying, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this.
I love your back and forth with the boys.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. It's fun.
Well, the questions back and forth. When you talk to I love talking to the people on camera. Like, it's not ignoring them. There's a person sitting right there, right? And you're right. Cooking shows, and they're all very, I don't know. It's like fucking Bear Aspirin. It's so fun. It's like New Times Roman. It's fucking the worst font you could possibly use. But
that's so funny you say that. I hate New Times.
Fuck everybody.
But
does.
What it is look, it's the term is the fourth wall.
Yeah.
When you look at a TV or a computer screen, there's two sides and then there's the back. The fourth wall is the one that's in front of you that presumably those of us in front of the camera never cross.
Right.
But it's fucking there. When I'm shooting and somebody's phone goes off in the background, my mind goes to saying, hey, can you turn that thing off, please? We're working here. Right. And that doesn't happen in other shows. And it kills me. Life is real. This is what life is. Look at COVID. COVID has fucked everybody up. I don't care who you are.
Absolutely.
You have been touched by COVID somehow. So the idea that you would do whatever you do and not refer to COVID or not understand or reference that it's there somehow is wrong, because it is there. We can't get away from it.
Absolutely.
It's like getting away. It's like saying it's not a sunny day. It's a fucking sunny day. Just say it.
Just say it's sunny outside. Chef Dan Monroe is chiming in from Connecticut, and he says, Sam the Cooking Guy is the Deadpool of cooking videos, because you break the fourth wall.
Wow, that's a huge fucking honor. Thank you, Chef. I appreciate that.
Hey, man, so how does it feel for you to go from, you know, you're not a guy, you're not trained, you know, but
I am a guy. I'm a guy.
Okay, sorry, you are a guy. I apologize. Jeffy, make a note, I was wrong about that.
Yeah, well, he's actually the cooking guy.
No, I'm an asshole. I have all the guy
components.
Listen, the best part is it came out wrong, and usually when anybody says anything wrong, I play this. Okay, so
as you should.
Yes, sir. But you go from being, you know, you don't do anti-chef, not really anti-chef, but not like hardcore chef techniques and chef 75 ingredients and all that. To
no.
You know, when you're making these videos, I mean, there is some technique there. Like, you didn't. Where did you train? Like, how did it happen? Did you read a bunch of cookbooks? Trial and error. No. What worked for you?
Do you know that 10,000 hours concept?
Yep. I do. Do something for 10,000 hours,
you could do it well. I've now done it 10,000 hours. I've never gone to a cooking class. I've never gone to a cooking school. I didn't go to culinary school, none of that stuff. In fact, I made some comment. Wait, one of you guys is CIA trained?
Yeah, it's me. It's okay. Yeah, Jeff's not. Yeah, I am.
But I'm a wild.
So I made a comment the other day, and it wasn't until after the episode had finished shooting.
Right.
That I realized I'd said it, and I felt bad about it.
What was the comment?
I referenced a douchey CIA wannabe chef. And I was just trying. Look, I talk constantly. I was trying merely to say how easy something was. I wasn't trying to overcomplicate it.
Right.
And those words came out. And it, when I realized that those words came out not till later, I thought, oh, God. I'm going to get shit for this. Some CIA-trained specialist is going to fucking bust my ass. But it is what it is.
Look, let me tell you, brother.
I have plenty of hater chefs in San Diego.
I'm sure.
That don't like me because...
Hey.
Because I have cookbooks, I have Emmys, yeah. I have...
Why? Because you work hard and you kick ass?
And you hustle?
Fuck them.
I have a YouTube following and whatever it is, but... I'm not trying to take people out of restaurants. I'm trying to make people better at home, and that's what they need to understand. Restaurants are never going to go away.
No.
I cook for a living, and I go out to restaurants all the time. Absolutely. I'm just trying to make people better with the shit that they do at home. It's that simple.
Here's the thing, brother. So a couple comments on that, on what you said. Number, just going in reverse order. You own two restaurants, so you're giving jobs to people. So fuck anybody who has a problem with that. As a CIA graduate, dude, I went to CIA at the time when I went in my life. I needed that. I needed someone to rein me in. I was going down a really bad path, and CIA pulled me back in because if you go by their rules or you don't fucking pass. And I needed that in my life, so it was good for me there. I'd already been running a restaurant and all this other shit. But I couldn't tell you what a brunoise was. I had no idea what fucking nappe was. But, you know, it's CIA.
So, by the way, I barely know what either of those things are.
Yeah, but you know. Come on, you know it, Sam.
I sort of do. But see, that's okay. What helps me because I don't use the terminology.
Right.
I don't use the technique. And when I fuck something up, I don't do it on purpose. It just happens. We leave the shit in because it helps people feel like they're okay to do the same mistakes, the same things.
Totally. Well,
by the way, I think Anthony Bourdain once was asked, cooking school or experience? You know what his answer was?
What was it? Experience.
Experience, yeah.
And he went to CIA, yeah. And, you know.
He did go to CIA, yeah.
He was, and, you know, you're right. I think the experience has a lot to be said for that. Brother, I'd be, if we were going to get you out of here in a few minutes, I know you're a busy guy,
but I have to ask you, man,
how did you end up getting to that 2 million subscribers? What did you do that pushed it over the point to make that happen?
You know, it's interesting. So I go back to, you know, 30,000 subscribers in May 2 years ago, basically.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And
that number felt good. And then Max, my son, my shooter, my editor, my, you know, thought partner.
Yeah.
Said, let's think about concentrating on what people might really want to see rather than what we just want to do.
Okay.
There was an episode we did. My youngest son, who's 26, said, why don't you do a steak sandwich? And I turned that into a garlic bread steak sandwich.
Beautiful.
And that fucking hit. And when I say it hit, I mean it was I'm gonna look it right now and see if I can find it.
You can find out how many views it's got.
Yeah.
It's funny,
but
because
one of the questions I wanted to ask you started to turn the corner.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry, no, it's my fault, man. I was just—you got me all fired up and excited. I'm thinking about standing up here and doing the show, which would be weird. It's funny because, you know, I don't know if you know who Dame Drops is. Dame is a good friend of ours.
Yeah, I know the name. Yeah, absolutely.
He reviews fast food in his car. He's the fucking man. He's the most lovable human being on the planet. He said to me, we were doing this show we did called Elite Chef. Dame was one of the judges on it. And Dame said to me, Plum, you need to do something to get on YouTube. And he goes, but whatever you do, make it big. He goes, make it big. Just make it fucking big. And I said, okay. And, you know, we've come up with a concept, which, you know, I think is going to be awesome. And then COVID hit and fucks everything up. But, you know, do you feel the same way about that? Is it like you got to do something just big, something ballsy that no one else is doing?
I mean, I do think that that kind of shit gets attention. This garlic bread steak sandwich is now almost 2.5 million views.
Oh, my God.
Which, look, there's other people out there that have 2.5 million views in a few days. And I get that. So for us, at the time, that was huge. It's still huge now, right?
Right.
It's 2,500 comments. That's great. That, to me, that shit's crazy.
That is crazy.
We did, when we hit 2 million subscribers, we did a 20-pound hamburger. We did four 5-pound patties, which is, in terms of big, that was, you know, physically big.
It's pretty fucking
and
big.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's the funny things that hit. That it's brioche, hard to know.
That brioche bun was hitting.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that thing. And this is what Max does. Max goes like this. He goes, let's make a 20-pound burger. I go, great, but what do I do for a bun? He goes, just fucking make one. I go, I don't know how to make a bun that big. He goes, we'll figure it out. It's my half my age.
He's a producer.
Bossing me
that's
around.
What he does.
That's a producer.
That's what a producer does. Exactly. So I made it. And honestly, it was fucking delicious. Yeah. But the burgers, the patties were delicious. The whole thing, as big as a clusterfuck as it was, and honestly, I think it was it's been as popular as that because it was a clusterfuck. People are like, that just
no. That's why it's good
somehow. Yeah,
that's why it's why it's amazing, man. One more from me, Sam, and then Jeffy's got one for you too. But and we appreciate your time tonight, man. Seriously, you're such a fun guy to talk to. If you follow me on Instagram, that'd be amazing. I'm kidding.
I'm happy to go do that.
Hey, so check it out. So listen, in all seriousness, though, if you were going to give somebody who was trying to do some videos on YouTube one piece of advice, one thing you would tell them help them, just one little nugget.
I can't give one. I can give two.
Okay. Hey, you want to give two? We'll take it.
Be unique.
Okay.
Nobody needs another Emeril, another Bobby Flay. Don't be like that. Be yourself. Mm. Don't try to be somebody else. Be yourself. That's one. And make it look as good as possible.
Yeah.
There's a lot of YouTube. There's a lot of cooking on YouTube. There's a lot of, marriage advice and business advice and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of it looks like shit.
It does.
You should look at YouTube like it's a television.
Yeah.
Make it look as good as stuff looks on television. That's important.
I love it. And listen.
And Max does that.
Hey,
for me.
I'll tell you what, man. I lied. I have half a question left. It's you and I both know that the world is changing. 40% of our country doesn't have cable anymore.
Right.
When did you finally make the decision? Like, listen, I mean, YouTube is better for me. I'm sure you've had plenty of offers from Food Network, Cooking Channel. I mean,
no,
scripts.
Food Network fucking hates me. I've made fun of Food Network personalities more times than I have fingers and toes.
Brother,
Rachel Ray, Guy Fieri, fucking everybody on there.
Oh,
I know.
Great.
Look, Jeff,
God bless you.
I know you've been there, but I make fun of them.
It's okay.
And somebody there once said about me, we like Sam. We appreciate what he does. He definitely knows who his audience is. but he's not right for us.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, to which I said, fuck you. What do you mean I'm not right for you? You need somebody fucking normal like me.
Absolutely.
Somebody not doing
it.
How about cut out the fucking competition bullshit?
Let's start our own network.
That's just stupid.
That's it.
Teach people how to fucking cook. You're called the fucking Food Network.
Thank you,
dude. People how to fucking cook food.
Which is why, Sam, I just signed with a deal with PBS because I want to fucking show people how to make food.
There you go. That's what I... You said that in the... You referenced that in the beginning. That makes me so happy.
Brother, I can't wait.
It makes me so happy.
We're going to send you a
link
so you can check
it out.
You know
who's on PBS that I'm a fan of?
Who?
God, I just forgot his name. Hold on.
Marcus
Ming Tsai.
Oh, Ming Tsai. Ming Tsai is the dude.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Ming Tsai used to be on the Food Network.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I don't know what happened. He probably thought they were a bunch of fucking dick faces. And he decided to go to a place where he would get some respect, but he could do what he wanted to
That's
do.
He's a solid dude.
Yeah.
Ming Tsai is a really
he's
cool
He's a solid
guy.
Dude. There's
solid.
No question.
Absolutely.
Hey, yeah.
Look, Food Network, look, this is a really, we were talking way too deep and fucking business shit. I saw a sizzle reel with Food Network. They called me for a show called Uncool Food, Sam, and it was about people who make, like, meatloaf cool in restaurants. And they spent $80,000 on fucking making it. A sizzle reel, Sam. And that's why they got bought out by Discovery Channel, because they spent too much money on stupid shit like that. That's fucking ridiculous. All right, sorry, Jeffy. I know you got a question, but...
Well, I have one question, Sam.
I feel like Sam gets me. He's the first guest we've had that he understands. And I know this guy.
He's a brother. This is a good brother,
brother
right
here.
This is the guy who
a
gets
good brother.
It.
I get it. Oh, all right, I get it.
Sam, I got a... Me and Plum...
Oh, here
we go. We love this clip.
Go.
All right. You are a hero. You are... A
Hell
demigod
yes.
amongst men. All right. A lot of us chefs have done TV shit. A lot
I
of
went
us,
to my knees when I watched this happen.
A lot
like,
of us have
Shut
gone
up.
On television and have been talked over and hushed and treated like
Fuck
shit and whatever, you know. And to see you look at Kathy and Hoda and be like, will you guys just shut the fuck up for a minute?
Didn't say that. By
I
the
know.
Way.
All right. Yeah, maybe I'm embellishing a bit.
A bit.
All right. But it was so powerful
look,
to just tell them to chill.
Let me make this easy in 1 minute. I'm on the Today Show my very first time. I was nervous as fuck, and it went great. At one point, I was using cheese and cream and whatever, and Hoda Kotb said, oh, that's a lot of, you know, fatty stuff. And I went, you know
for
what?
Sake.
Look, if a recipe says serve six, it should. Don't eat the whole frickin' thing yourself. And the second I said that, I thought, oh, no, I'm in trouble.
Nicely
and then
done.
The crew laughed. And then the producer, after the segment ended, said, oh, everybody in the control room loved that. And I got invited back 2 weeks later.
Wow. Okay.
This is a Today Show when before
yeah.
Matt Lauer. Turned out to be a fucking perv and disgusting
yeah, right.
on women.
Yeah.
So
fucking
I go
Matt
back.
Lauer.
But now, my second time, I'm comfortable. I know the rap. I know the people. Everything is great. So now when Hoda Kotb and Kathy Gifford are talking over me, I now have the presence of mind to say, and these are my exact words, please, can I talk 1 minute? And that... apparently was enough to stop them. And I think if I'd ended there, I would have been okay. But then I added, you know, everybody says there's a lot of chatter back here. Stay quiet 1 minute or something like that.
Awesome.
And that has now been watched, you know, I don't know, 2.5 million times or whatever on YouTube.
100,000 by me today.
But here's the amazing thing. The Today Show, with all their power, could have said, that guy's a fucking asshole. He
yeah.
disrespected our hosts. He's never coming back. But they didn't.
Come
that
on.
That was my second time. They said, we like this guy. He's fun. He's entertaining. A little irreverent. And we're going to bring him back. I went back 10 other times.
Holy shit.
I've been
serious?
On the Today
awesome.
Show 12 times. But not with Kathy Lee or Hoda.
Ah.
It was Matt. It was, you know, like Al Roker and, and all the other people, whatever.
Oh, my God.
You know,
God.
One of my mentors used to say this to me all the time. Fuck them if they can't take a joke.
That's it.
You know what? Here's what you have to be. You have to be yourself. You have to be authentic. And look, if you're too authentic, I guess it's not going to work, and you'll figure that out at some point. But there's one version of me. If you like me, that's great. If you don't like me, then go watch another cooking channel. You don't have to.
I don't know how any person who watches the channel couldn't like you, brother. Honestly, I'm telling you, you're my hero. I love that segment. Is one of the most amazing things I've ever watched in my life. I've done hundreds of TV segments, and there's so many times in my life I just want to be like, shut the fuck up for a second.
I'm just saying, just choose different words, and it will get washed.
Don't say that. You don't want to say that on national television. The fuck doesn't go over. I embellish. Well. No. I apologize.
But
Sam is a gentleman.
He's a gentleman. Brother, we appreciate your time, man. You're such a good guy to talk to. You're
I love
great,
you
good
guys.
Brother.
You guys are fun. And you know what? You get it. You understand.
My man.
Thank you.
You understand what goes on in our food world, and that's important.
Wow.
Really live it, Daddy.
We really appreciate that. Sam, thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight on the program. Hey, if you really follow me on Instagram, that'd be amazing, but don't feel the pressure. Listen, we're going to get you out to the Hamptons, brother. We're going to get you out here. That's what we're going
to do. I'd love to. Never been. I only hear what I believe of it. I'd love to come.
Well, we're going to make
one
that
day
happen.
When we can travel again, because right now Californians are not allowed to come to California.
I was
going to
say, if you want to come, you can, but you have to stay in a tent for 14 days. I'll feed you yet. Well, but you have to just, you
I'm
know.
I'm sure you will, but I don't
just stay, you know, away from me. And then
I'll wait till the shit opens up a bit more, then I'll come up.
My man.
And then we can hang and have fun.
And brother, thanks, listen, Charles. If you haven't done so yet, check out his brand new knife, Sam the Cooking Guy. Jeff, where can they find that info?
Oh, you can pre-order it right now.
Well, it's not pre-ordering, it's already available.
It's available?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the second pre-order. We sold out and have shipped all of the first batch.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought I looked on his website. Yeah, coming. So I'll pre-order again to get more of them. Hell yeah.
Second pre-order.
Listen, get on it, because you're not going to get one unless you get it. You want to get it for Christmas from the people you love? Trust me, I'm a chef cooking a long time. Sam the Cooking Guy has one of the dopest knives on the market.
It's a dope knife. Nigiri.
It's serious.
It's amazing.
It's a nigiri. It's like not as fat as a cleaver, but, you know, it's chopping serious.
That's right.
It's a real deal. So check him out. Sam the Cooking Guy on YouTube.
Thank you, fellas. Talk to you again.
We appreciate it, Sam. Thank you so much for your time, brother. Wish you all the best. Hey, good luck with the restaurants, man. We hope the best for you, man, and we'll talk to you on down the road.
Thank you. Peace. I appreciate it.
My man. There he goes. Sam the Cooking Guy. What a good brother to have on the program tonight. We appreciate him. That was such a great interview, such a fun interview, man. I can't wait. Jeff and I are going to crack open a pop top here on a beer and get our everything ducks in a row, and we'll be right back here with Plum Love Foods Live. Stay right there. Oh, yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco, and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com.
Wait up. Hi, I'm Jocko Golden, award-winning chef, celebrity janitor, and creator of the Weight Mop.
Weight Mop.
What is a weight mop? Well, a weight mop is your standard mop.
Weight Mop.
Reimagined and revolutionarily designed by yours truly to keep your house clean and your body mean.
Weight Mop.
With our patented sliding three-plate system, coming in three sizes, 4, 8, and 147, they're stackable and interchangeable, so you can get that workout in regardless of your fitness level.
Weight Mop.
It's simple to use. Just lock in the plate and mop yourself back to sexy.
Chef Hans here. So tired of curling man in your dish pit? By Weight Mop. And voila, now you have strong curly man.
Wait, Mom.
Hey, how you doing? Jimmy Capello here. My wife was complaining she never got time for the gym. I saw the weight mop. I thought two birds with one stone, right? Hey, and now she looks out of this world.
Wait, Mom.
Yeah, my husband got this really heavy mop. What's a celebrity janitor?
Wait, Mom.
Wait, Mom.
Because you got a weak shoulder.
Wait, Mom.
Because you need to feel bolder.
Wait, Mom.
Jocko's creation.
Wait, Mom.
Mop across the nation.
Wait, Mom.
We're against segregation.
Wait, Mom.
Call now. 1-800-WAIT-MOP. That's 1-800-WAITMOP.
A Sizzle Plate product.
Oh, yeah. Plum Love Foods live here on a Thursday. Chef Plum, Chef Jeff.
Live.
I don't think you're talking to your mic there, Jeffy.
Live.
It's got an arm. You can adjust
live.
It.
Live.
You're a big fella. You should get the mic to move up for you.
Sam, you know what? I need a microphone to follow my mouth.
I know. We need to get one of those mics that hook onto your ear over your mouth or something.
The bodyguard?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The bodyguard joint.
Or... who sings with one of those?
You're not talking to the microphone.
Who sings with one of those?
You're yelling into it.
Damn it. Who sings with one of those?
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, because he's dancing.
There you go.
Like Chris Brown. One of those like...
Yo, big shout out to Sam the cooking guy. What a fun interview that was.
Dude, what a dope guy.
That dude's awesome.
Dude, he's killing it. He's killing it. And he's like... just the most approachable dude in cooking right now. I feel like he's literally doing the food that everyone wants to eat, and he's doing it in a way that makes people feel like they can do it any fucking time.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
He throws in his mistakes. He doesn't give a shit. He's like, you know what? Let me show you how I fuck up because I'm human, and how you can do it too.
Absolutely.
And keep it moving. And still come out with delicious food and not have to fucking cry over whatever.
Right. And not make a big deal about it, right?
Dude, what a great dude, man. I hope we made a friend. Sam, if you're still listening, brother, we really want to bet you to New York, man. We want to get you out here in the Hamptons.
Put your mouth on the microphone, Jimmy.
Want you out here lamping in the Hamptons, Sam.
Look,
the
it was a great conversation. I loved everything about it. I loved talking to him, hearing his stories, and kind of getting a little background on him because... you know, listen, it's different for everybody. Everyone has a different story, and his story is a story of a hustle. It's a story of continuing to push no matter what anybody says. You know, I thought it was interesting to ask the man about, you know, how many times have you heard no? And the second I said that, and what'd he do? He just starts laughing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like he's such a real dude, and a good brother. I mean, I really... he's part of the network in my mind.
I hope
He's that kind of guy. He gets it. You know, he gets what we're all doing. And he gets what it's like. Like we were saying, it's hospitality. It's putting smiles on faces.
That's it.
It's not about being pretentious and being the fucking smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
It's about connecting with the people who are buying your food and wanting to eat it and
practicing the art of hospitality.
Yeah, man. And he's fucking doing it. And
he is
and
doing
we
it.
Know that even his knife, he just said, second time it's been completely sold out. You have to pre-order it again. His fans are on it because they connect with him.
100%.
Because of who he is. And it's like, I feel like we just connected with him. Just watching his videos made me feel like we were connected with him before. I hope we can get him over here. I want to have a beer with this guy.
I mean, I think the coolest part about having Skype... wow, like a Skype is ringing, huh?
Skype
can you hear the
loud
Skype
as
ringing?
Fuck.
That was crazy. Yeah, having Sam on to me... you know, the guy has millions upon millions of YouTube subscribers, which is insane. That's the world we live in now. That's a thing. You know, he'll do better with that than he would do off of... you know, having a television program or something like that. He reaches more people is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. 40% of our country doesn't have cable anymore. And this guy is on YouTube with 2.3 or 2.2, I can't remember what it was, million subscribers. But the most amazing part about the whole thing, Jeff, is that he had 30,000 subscribers a year ago. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, well, in 2018,
he gets that microphone.
In 2018, he said he had 30,000 subscribers, and at the end of 2019, he was at 1 million. And now, in 2020, he just reached 2 million plus.
Unbelievable.
Which is absolutely unbelievable, but it's unbelievable because of so many people who have caught on, but it's not unbelievable because he's such a fucking approachable guy. Like, it's like,
totally.
Once people saw him, like, once he caught that, I don't know what it is that gets him out there that makes people want to watch him, or I don't know if it's viral or people like sharing it or more people watching it, but it, like, once people probably saw it, they probably shared it and said, oh man, you gotta check out this guy's chicken smash burger. You gotta,
the steak and cheese sandwich he was talking about, he made a steak sandwich
on a garlic bread, you know, just the way he like words it, puts it together, and then he makes it in a way that he doesn't bullshit around. He's like, hey, I bought this, and I got this, and I brushed this on this pre-made thing, and then I throw it in the oven, and you know what? It's fucking awesome.
It's delicious.
And everyone goes, holy shit. And I'm, like you said, we've been cooking collectively for almost 50 years.
Right.
And we were, like, watching his videos going, fuck yeah, I wanted that.
Fantastic.
I'm going to make one of those next week.
Hell
you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, and that's... And that's what I think is part of his amazing success is the fact that he's so fucking cool.
It's just
rad dude, man. Sam the cooking guy, I wish you were my dad.
I mean, that's how you end. Like, that was a nice soliloquy, and you end it with, I wish you were my dad. Oh, my God.
I'm just joking. Well, maybe
no,
I'm not.
You're not joking. And that's okay. And you don't have to be joking about. Oh, my God. Wait, is that smoke in
what?
Here? You smell it?
Oh, Jesus.
What is that? Is that
here
smoke?
He comes.
Is that smoke?
Wow. I can smell him
Why
now.
Are the lights
every
flashing?
Comes.
Why are the lights flashing? What
oh,
the hell?
Oh, man. Is that dry ice or weed?
Oh, my God. It's a lot of smoke. Oh, Dave. I had no idea you were going to make it in tonight.
Dave. Dr. Detroit has
Holy
entered
shit.
The building.
I mean, that's massive, like redlining on your microphone there, Jeffy.
All right. Talk in my mic. Don't talk in my mic. Talk in my mic. Don't talk in my
well,
talk.
It's
in
just
my
use
mic.
The microphone. You can't sit by the sink and talk and expect to hear you. Dave, hi.
Shucking
it. What's
giant.
Up? Finally a proper introduction this week.
Well, you know, listen, here's the thing. The smoke wasn't coming in. We weren't sure what was going on. You check out the Sam the cooking guy. How cool was that dude?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. I gotta check out his YouTube for sure.
No doubt. You would fucking 100% dig his YouTube. The guy is the man, and he's definitely part of the Good Brother Network now. He's the dude, man. I really, really enjoyed that conversation a lot.
That's what's up. Yeah, it was a good one. Like I said, I definitely got to check out the channel. I'll probably do it tonight.
Yeah, for sure. And tell him you heard him on the program. Tell him you heard him on Plum Love Foods Live, because that dude, let me tell you what, you have 2 million YouTube subscribers. Do you understand how many people that is, Dave?
No.
That's more people that live in Detroit.
That's true.
That's not true. There's 3 million-ish.
All right, so it's two-thirds of what lives in Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
this
a lot.
True.
It's pretty damn close. It's getting under the learning tree.
Danielson.
That's what it is. It's learning a little bit. It's important.
The learning tree.
Yeah, Dave. How are you, brother? What's going on? I feel like I haven't talked to you.
I'm doing good. Just working, banging shit out, trying to keep all my fingers.
Well, it's true. You did have a bit of an issue. You cut off part of your finger, right?
Yeah. It's weird though, because it's like, I think I got like. I don't know. It's like almost healed. But the nail.
What?
It's weird. It's like regenerating really quick.
Nice. Jeffy.
Is that because you're cooking pizza in a 900 degree oven?
What?
Well, it cauterizes every time you put your hand in.
All right.
I believe that. Are you also using honey?
Which kind of?
Are you thumbing through the rule book of how to make fun of Dave? What are you doing here?
What do you mean? I'm asking him how he's treating his finger to make it heal so fast.
Or do you think he's using the oven to heal his finger?
I don't know what he's doing, and that's why I'm asking him a series of questions.
All right. Well, I want to report that Sam the Cooking Guy has not followed me on Instagram yet. I just want to report
All right, we're not stalking you, Sam. Seriously.
Oh, no. He hasn't followed me yet. I'm hoping he does soon.
Yeah. We're not going to sit up all night and wait or anything.
You might get a text. I have your Skype name now. Just FYI. I can send you messages like a text. Might be a picture of Jeffy wearing his Sunday best.
Or it could be Plum wearing his gift, which is probably the sexiest thing
Dave, ever Jeffy seen. Gave me a shirt. It's the Macho Man Randy Savage dropping an elbow from heaven on top of Jesus.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I'm pretty amazed. So here's the thing. So Jeffy, Dave also sent me a shirt. It's the old school Hulkamania yellow shirt with Hulkamania written in red, and it's the cutoff sleeves. I'm fucking in, brother.
Is it shredded up?
He can't hear you.
Is it shredded up?
Not yet, but it's about to be.
Oh, shit. It's about to get real.
It's about to be. Dave,
yes.
You got to check out Sam, the cooking guy. He's the man. His knife is made by Ergo Chef. Obviously, that's our connection there. Our good friends at Ergo hooked us up. I think we should get him on the NPR show, too. That'd be pretty fun.
Sam, the cooking guy?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Talking about his cookbooks and all that shit.
Does he have cookbooks?
He's got tons of them. I feel like they could talk to this dude coming in from the Good Brothers man, Jeff is Blazed. That's already coming in right now.
Oh, I am a little high. I got to be honest. I have what's called a dab pen, and after the guest leaves, I hit it.
Can we talk a little bit about what we're drinking here from our good brothers over at Lucky Hair Brewing Company?
Oh, Lucky Hair Brewing Company, located in Hector, New York, also in Watkins Glen.
Wait, is that Hector, New York and Watkins Glen?
And Watkins Glen. I think their newest tasting room is in Ithaca, New York.
Wow, there's three locations where you can get this fantastic beer from our friends over at Lucky Hair Brewing Company.
Lucky Hair Brewing Company. Right now, we're tasting their delicious Falcon Punch IPA. Which is very delicious. It's a little fruity. What do you think? Give me a taste. Let's together.
You take a taste. I'm going to tell you right now. You can check these guys out. Ithaca, New York, Watkins Glen, New York, and of course Hector, New York. Lucky Hair Brewing Company. Yeah. When you want your hair to be lucky, you check out Lucky Hair.
Yeah. Or if you want to
shut up, Dave. Hector? We're doing a commercial.
Oh.
Yeah. No. No. Go ahead, Dave. Chime in.
Throw it in there. Chime in your commercial.
What do you got?
Nothing. Go ahead. Sorry.
God damn it, Dave.
I can't even get to the sound work fast enough.
The rhythm.
We were there.
When you said Hector, rhythm and I started having all these flashbacks and memories.
He started having flashbacks for Hector, his Spanish, his Latino husband.
Oh, your lover, Hector. I miss him.
What happened to Hector?
Does he write?
Huh?
Does he ever write you, or do you guys ever chat?
You ever seen a grown man naked? You ever?
Hector has.
I love his mustache. It looks fantastic.
Shut up, dummy.
Jeffy.
How much for a mustache ride, David?
For Hector,
you get nothing!
Jeffy, I know there's been some news in the world, and you and I, you had a lot of things you want to talk about tonight and get off your chest, didn't you?
Oh, thousands of stories, but I narrowed it down to three.
All right, well, maybe we should, Dave, you want to do a little news with Jeffy?
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's do it.
The news that matters to you. It's the news with Jeffy. Go fuck yourself.
I think my favorite thing about the Sam the Cooking Guy interview was how he kind of complimented us at the end. I love that.
I like that, and I also liked how he was like, wear masks, you're a fucking idiot if you don't. Again, Sam, if you're listening, I'm paraphrasing, maybe embellishing slightly. He didn't say it that.
It was pretty close to that.
I put a pirate twist on anything Sam says.
I like it.
Arr, matey.
Give us a news story, Jeffy.
Yeah, well,
I almost dropped my
ready?
Falcon punch.
And interesting segue of Sam's mask comment. A new study found that there are three grocery stores that have the best safety measures for COVID-19.
Can we guess?
Let's all guess.
Let's take a guess. And so there's three of them on the list, right?
There's three grocery stores that are to the top, and they've also been getting a lot of heat because they have stringent mask policies.
Okay.
Just to give you a little hint.
I love it. So if Dave and I can guess one of these, one of the three,
I'll clap.
Then you're going to give us $480 each.
I will do two push-ups.
Okay. Easy. Listen, I don't want you to have a heart attack. I think you should go with the $480.
Two push-ups. I'm way cheaper than I am strong.
All right. Dave, do you have a guess? Because I can throw one in there first if you want.
Farmer Jack doesn't exist anymore, does it?
What is he talking about? Why is he always saying
you can't use... obviously, there are countrywide stores, not like your corner bodega. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Is Piggly Wiggly like a countrywide store?
Nope.
Is that a real thing?
It kind of is. It's a countrywide store.
Country. Maybe it's a country store. I don't know if it's a countrywide store.
Is that C-O-O-N-T-Y?
Country.
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 I'm going to guess, my first guess, Jeffy, is going to be Whole Foods.
Doggy!
Hey, I wish I had the sound effect I could play, but instead I'll get this.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, man, that's a winner if I ever heard one. Whole Foods has been in the news quite a bit lately, being getting a lot of heat from some of their customers. They've been yelped many times.
Sure.
Because people have been stopped at the door, like, no mask, no love. Wash your fucking hands.
I love it.
Put on your mask, come in here, and stop touching everybody. You know, give people a little space.
All right.
Don't be that creep who's like, gotta get a fucking banana. So you gotta like lean over the person who's just like thinking for a second.
I wish you guys could see Jeffy's eyes right now. He's getting very intense about this.
Whenever anyone brings up bananas, who's listening, I'm not mad at anyone.
But if you bring up bananas, you get intense.
I'm an intense person. I got a lot of energy.
That's right. And Dave, it's your turn. Don't say some stupid shit.
I don't know. Fucking Trader Joe's. How about that?
Okay.
Oh, woo, woo, woo,
hey,
it's a winner. Chicken dinner from Trader Joe's. Wow.
Okay, terrific.
This week brought to you Trader Joe's delicious Indian samosas.
Ooh,
yes, David, you've won Indian samosas from Trader Joe's.
Sounds delicious, Dave. Chickpeas will make you fart.
Mm. No, but seriously, Trader Joe's also... also has been in the news, getting a lot of shit. Lots of shit.
Jeffy, do you have the news story here, or are you just saying lots of shit over and over again? Your stalling techniques are...
He's like, where is this story on my phone?
He's still trying to read it. He's trying to find a good line to read from the news story he picked.
All right, I'm going to tell you guys right
now. Put the mic in front of your mouth.
I'm going to tell you guys right now that I don't have much else except that Trader Joe's. Also.
So these stores have been getting a lot of shit about making people wear masks.
So, yeah, this is the thing. Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, and one yet to be disclosed because you haven't guessed.
Well, you got to guess one.
Oh, I'm going to guess Costco because I read it. And it's Costco.
Costco, Trader Joe's, and Whole Foods have
Whole Foods have been the safest places to shop. And it says because, one, they're making all their guests wear masks.
Good.
They're also putting sanitizing stations in several places around the store. But importantly, in the beginning.
So you walk in, you have to sanitize your hands.
Immediately.
Okay.
So it's like if you're a filthy or a...
what?
What do they call you in the Navy again? I can't remember what they call you in the Navy. It was like a stink ass or...
it was something terrible that
anyway,
Aaron told
us. If you're a dirty Navy derelict...
easy.
And you come to Costco, there's a hand sanitizer right in your hand. You wash.
I wish you guys could see the visual. Jeffy's like pantomiming washing his hands right now.
Yeah, and then you put your mask on over the ears, around the head, whatever you got. You cover the fucking mucus musket.
It's a long story, Jeffy.
You know, you go around Costco, you go around Whole Foods. And this is the other thing. When you're in a grocery store right now.
Right.
Stop fucking touching everything, you fucking animal.
It's proven the touching doesn't make a difference.
Use your fucking eyes, though. It makes me feel better.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to reach in the tomato bin that you've in there, you finger in and rubbing all the goddamn tomatoes.
Dave has a problem.
So, like, if I grab a tomato and it's soft, I'm putting that bitch back down.
Why are you touching everything?
Well, you gotta feel it. Because
it looked good, but it didn't feel right.
Then wear a goddamn glove.
Okay.
I don't like gloves.
No glove, no love.
But if we're sanitizing our hands at the beginning of the store, what the fuck does it matter?
Is that a condom joke from when you're in high school?
No, that's serious right now.
All
right. No glove, no love from
No
Daddy.
Glove, no love. Daddy Jeffy wants no us love. To stop touching all the produce. Jeffy.
But if everybody's sanitizing their hands before they come in the store, does it even fucking matter?
Yeah, because I've watched all the people who sanitize their hands and then walk in the store and rub their nose, scratch their balls, itch their ear hole, and then go about touching and fingering the bananas.
So if I'm wearing gloves, all I'm going to do is put it on my glove and then on the fucking tomato.
If you're wearing a glove, I think you have a reminder not to rub your gloved hand in your fucking nose.
Danielson! Danielson!
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't. Okay, so like, I have a face shield now. Is that acceptable?
No. Well, you cut off your fingers, so you're good. Don't worry. You have no fingertips anymore, so don't worry about it. Jeffy, you got another news story for us here?
Yeah, I got another one.
You do have one. Okay, well, if you have that, that means I have to play this drop for you, all right? Which is here somewhere. I got a little distracted.
Touching all the goddamn tomatoes.
The news that matters to you. It's the news with Jeffy. Go fuck yourself.
I mean, it's kind of funny. That's my voice. Doesn't even sound like me, does it?
That's not you.
It's me.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right, Jeffy, tell us
you
what else
crazy.
You got.
Crazy. All right. So this was an interesting news story to me. I don't know if you guys are TikTok watchers. I am a fucking avid TikToker.
You're the only man who somehow managed to find porn on TikTok.
Yeah. Ooh, it's hot.
Is it?
It's taken down immediately, but you got to get deep. Deep in the talk.
My kids are upset about this whole TikTok situation. They're very upset.
I don't know why. But anyway, let's go into TikTok for a second. There's a video, I don't know if you've seen, but if you soak strawberries in a bowl of salt water,
strawberries,
tiny bugs begin to crawl out of your fruit.
What?
Have you seen this?
Is that what makes strawberries so delicious?
I don't know. I don't want to fucking. I'll eat the little bugs too. Cause I'm.
Wait a minute.
Animal.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Every type of strawberries, if you put them in salt water, the tiny bugs come out.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of videos. There's a lot of little bugs coming out of these little strawberries.
What?
But they're saying that maybe it's not.
Microphone, Jeffy.
Maybe. All right. They're saying. It's highly unlikely bug-infested fruit would ever make it from the farm to the store, but I've watched a lot of videos.
So wait, is this like grocery store strawberries?
I guess. This is like people on TikTok
Driscoll
who are like,
strawberries.
Yo, throw these strawberries in a bowl of salt and watch the little bugs come out. And
a
then
bowl
you're gonna,
of salt or salt water?
Salt water.
Okay.
Sorry, let's be clear.
Dave, have you heard of this?
I'd rather eat strawberries with bugs than salty strawberries.
All right. If you bought a box of strawberries from the grocery store, you can rest assured that these vitamin mineral fruits are probably safe
to
eat.
Wait, what kind of fruits?
These vitamin and mineral rich fruits.
Oh, that's not what you said before, so I was just
checking.
What did
I say?
Vitamin and mineral rich.
Mineral rich?
Mineral rich.
Oh. Maybe I mixed a few words. Are probably safe to eat.
You get nothing. You lose.
Apparently,
good
if you
danger.
Soak fruit in salt water, the things that come out that people think are worms and shit are just like...
This is gross.
But it's not... It looks like that. My daughter did it and had me convinced that there were like microscopic worms in strawberries.
How'd you see them then?
Maybe it's the seeds.
I don't know. You see like
right.
these
is
like
the
little
seeds?
Things. And I don't know. It's hard to explain.
And Jeffy, he went back to his... He stopped looking at me and went right back to his computer to try to figure it out. He's like, I don't know.
This is a long article.
All right, well, hold on, Jeffy. Dave, strawberries or worms, not happening for you, right?
No, dude, you know how many, I'll eat bugs, I don't care.
All right.
You ever had cricket
tacos?
I will eat crickets.
No, but I learned about mashed potato tacos tonight, and that's going to change my life, I think.
That's what's up. And just a little side note, you know how many crickets are in a box of fucking Fruit Loops? Or
No.
Lucky Charm.
Nope, we're not going to talk about that.
Any cereal? Okay.
There's no crickets in Fruit Loops. There may be rat shit.
There may be rats in it, too.
No, rat shit.
This is being called propaganda from Jeffy, by the way. Jeffy, what's your next story?
All right. My final story.
We're talking to the microphone, for God's sakes. So how many times have
I told you this? I am very close to my microphone, which is insane that you don't hear me.
All right, here we go.
The news that matters to you. It's the news with Jeffy. Go fuck yourself.
All right, Jeffy, give it to us. The last story you got for us tonight. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to see what you come up with here. These have all been very informative. Our strawberries have worms in them. We're talking about Costco, Trader Joe's, and Whole Foods. All have fantastic PPE requirements, even getting some heat from the public on what they're doing. But nonetheless, making people feel safe. Jeffy, I got a feeling this is going to be a winner. What else you got for us tonight? You have fans all over. People are laughing their balls off at you right now, Jeffy.
Why are people laughing? I'm just reading.
You're not even
talking
to the microphone.
I'm sorry. I'm reading.
The funny part is
I'm that
Jeffy sits and the microphone is an inch away from his mouth. He could just turn the microphone, but instead he moves his entire body over.
I have a hard time moving the microphone.
How many podcasts have you been on now?
Several.
You know, you have to talk into the microphone to be a part of the show so people can hear you.
First of all, my next title is going to trigger some people, and for that, I apologize.
Oh, boy.
Okay, terrific.
All right, let's see.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Oh, I speak it, Daddy, and I speak it clear. Many airlines are banning alcohol on flights due to COVID-19.
What the fuck?
What?
Was that a plug? Was that Dave?
That was Dave. That was, microphone, man, Jeffy. Dave, talking to the microphone.
Dave, that was great. That was a good what the fuck.
It was good.
What the fuck? This is a serious problem. You might have already guessed, but the air travel is going to look very different for the foreseeable future. But something you may have not thought about. While alcohol sales for home have been skyrocketing.
Sure. People love to drink during the COVID-19.
People haven't been drinking because people haven't been fucking flying.
Well, not on an airplane. I've been drinking a lot. The alcohol sales and wine sales are through the roof right
now. So, American Airlines, EasyJet, KLM, Virgin Australia.
I'm sorry, EasyJet and who?
EasyJet, KLM.
Oh.
I've never heard of that.
Don't they make speakers?
I've never flown KLM.
Me either.
Or Virgin Australia, but I've sure it's a tight ride.
Virgin, I'm flown Virgin Atlantic. That's a great ride.
Tight ride.
Oh, I see what you did there. Dave caught it too.
Have all significantly reduced or cut all alcohol drinks during flights.
Wow.
Already.
You think they would like do complimentary drinks?
I know. I'm like, yo, it's fucking sketchy as fuck to be on this plane. Give me a scotch. Dose.
Dose. So what is JetBlue one of those airlines or not listed?
JetBlue is not listed.
How about Delta?
Delta has stopped all alcoholic services within the Americas, and American Airlines has similarly limited alcoholic services to long-haul international routes. Fuck you, flights. Give us alcohol in the goddamn plane, or I'll have to eat Xanax.
But here's what's weird. You're now allowed to smoke cigarettes on a plane.
Exactly. How the fuck am I supposed to cope that we're a metal object hurling through space?
It's a missile. It's a giant torpedo for
my
people.
I'm a caveman. I need a scotch.
Can I give you guys a hood rat traveler tip?
Sure, this will be great.
Hood Rat Traveler Tips with Dave.
Here we go. Hood Rat Traveler Tips with Dave.
Okay, terrific.
You can take your own nips on the plane.
What?
The little bottles of booze, the little tiny ones, the shots. You can take those with you. The TSA will let you through.
Did you say nips?
Nips, that's what they're called.
Those are the tiny bottles. Yeah, the nips.
I hear you, but I'm trying to make a funny joke.
Nips. Nibs.
All yeah. Right. Fill your backpack or your carry-on full of nips, and then you go on the plane and suck them down.
Sounds like a plan. There you go. Bring your own nips on your flight if you're flying Delta, KLM, Southwest, or US Air, right, Jeffy? There's a couple of. He's scrolling back up. It's a lot
probably
out there.
Spirit too.
EasyJet, like... American Airlines, Delta Airlines, Virgin Australia.
Ooh, Virgin Australia. Hey, last Virgin news story.
G'day.
Last news story that I'm going to bring up, Jeffy, before we get out of here. And a big shout out to Sam, the cooking guy, for joining us on the program tonight before Jeffy forgot how to use the microphone. Kanye West announcing his candidacy for presidency. Can we all just think for a second about this before we get crazy, Jeffy? Dave, the man wore a MAGA hat. He's doing it to... you know, take attention away from votes for not Trump. You know, that's what it's there for. Please keep that in mind if this actually comes to a thing where you have to vote.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, but am I wrong, Dave?
No, I saw a really interesting meme that they pretty much flipped the script, and it was George Bush saying the same thing that he said to Kanye said about
First of all, Kanye West might be the dumbest human being to walk our planet. I mean... Jeffy, what do you think?
I disagree. I think Kanye West is a very interesting character. I think he has a lot of...
he is like Trump's buddy.
I don't think he's Trump's buddy as much as he's an opportunist. And I think he's not stupid... I think he's actually a lot smarter than you think he is. And I think he saw what Trump did in this last election. And he's looking to capitalize on a populist vote. And I think he's looking to capitalize on things that he's already begun to capitalize. And one of those things is Christianity.
Hang on.
If he goes for it, he might actually get the Christian vote.
Number one. He has zero chance of winning the presidency.
I don't know if that's
number
true.
Two, he's doing it to split the Democratic vote so Biden has no chance to win.
Maybe
that's
true. He's
going as an independent.
Maybe that's true.
Right. What does independents do? They split the Democratic vote.
I mean,
Democratic
Trump
Democratic
started
vote.
His run as sort of a joke, and when it got traction, he was like, yeah, fuck it, let's ride. I don't know. I that's how it seemed when it was first starting, you know, 4 years ago.
It's Chef Dan's chiming in. It puts a spotlight on him. Of course it puts a spotlight on him. And yes, it is make him seem like a genius. If he has a new album come out in the next few weeks, okay, cool. Or the next couple months, yeah, it makes him a genius. If anyone thinks it's legitimate, they're fucking stupid. Is that too harsh, Jeffy?
Sorry.
What happened?
I looked at my phone on the thread of the
Elon
Good Brothers.
Musk is also sarcastic and said that as a joke.
What did he say?
He was like, I've got your back 100%. I support you 100% or something like that. Like,
that's well, I don't know if that's a joke. Elon Musk named his child like XE on Zone 20 or something. It's like... shout out, Ian. I'm not trying to judge, although, yeah, I'm fucking judging a little bit. I'm sorry.
No.
I went to grade school. If my name was Xongagong 12, I might have got the shit beat out of me every day, and that makes me nervous for your child.
Right. Just okay. Saying. Different story. But Dan, Chef Dan was just chiming in. He doubts he even gets 1,000 votes. Brother, if it actually happens and
what?
He's on the ticket,
I'm voting.
He will 1,000% split the Democratic vote, guaranteeing the election for Donald Trump.
Hold on a second.
That's what happens.
How many women watch Bravo?
62
billion.
No, there's no billions. Maybe 600,000.
That's it.
Yeah.
Watch Bravo.
They don't get a lot of views, brother.
Bravo.
We can look up their. We can look
Housewives?
Up
Housewives.
We can look up their ratings if you want.
I just can't believe that's true. I feel like all I talk to is people who, like, guiltily watch that shit and lie. I do live in the Hamptons. Oh, man, that sounds terrible right now. Right?
A Bravo Jeffy probably lives averages. In the Hamptons. I mean, they're not even top 20 in network ratings.
I'm so white.
But they're not even top 20 in network ratings.
Well, it's not top 20.
Bravo.
Really? Mm-mm. Man, I got to stop watching. I feel like I thought I was just doing it to be cool, but now I feel fucking whack.
Nobody watches that shit.
Damn. I'm a boomer.
All right.
It's true.
Dave, are you voting for Kanye?
Nah.
Jeff, are you voting for Kanye? Maybe.
All right. College dropout Kanye or Kanye today?
This Kanye now.
All right. He loves Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I also love Jesus. You know I love Jesus a lot.
Yes, you do.
I have more faith in Jesus than I do in Joe Biden and Trump. Fuck your feelings.
Well,
I'm just telling you.
Can I just clarify something so I don't get a bunch of hate mail?
Good.
I don't think Biden's great either.
Okay. I saw a four-minute video of Biden sniffing girls' hair and having them cringe away.
I've watched
and I have
too
daughters, so it makes me
that.
Real upset. But then I watched a four-minute montage of Trump trying to hug his daughter and her cringing away and looking at him really scared. So I'm like, fuck both the wings of this bird. Light it on fire.
Chef Dan chiming in right now. What's Bravo have to do with it? Plum for president. He doesn't love Jesus. There you go.
Ouch. Jesus still loves you, Dan.
There it is right there. Check it out. Big shout out, Jeffy, to Sam the Cooking Guy for joining us on the program tonight. What a great interview. Love talking to him. You can check him out. Sam, is it thecookingguy.com? Not Sam. It's just thecookingguy.com.
Thecookingguy.com. And then across all social media, he's Sam the Cooking Guy. And on Sam the Cooking Guy on YouTube.
You're on YouTube,
Sam,
yeah.
He's Sam the Cooking Guy on YouTube. I'm sorry.
Unbelievable videos. Great, good brother. We appreciate him taking the time to join us tonight. For Jeffy, I'm Chef Plum. Ladies and gentlemen, and for Dave, of course. Dave, thank you for joining us, brother, as always. As always.
Dr. Detroit,
there you go. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, friends and colleagues, everyone around, take care of yourselves and each other. Remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life is the wrong button. Let's try this one. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. And we'll see you guys next week right here on Plum Love Foods Live. Peace.
In the tower of power, too sweet to be sour, I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.